Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Caffeine and Anxiety Podcast. I'm Jane, and I'm joined by the one, the only,
Kristen. Woo!
Christina, what is up? How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I just want to note to everybody that, almost lost my phone there, that Jane and I both showed up in our house coats and our hair wrapped in towels.
And I literally, can you see how oily my face looks?
It's because
I've been putting olive oil on my face.
Ooh, love that for you.
And I've been actually loving it. I remember when J-Lo first came up with her skincare line, it was like infused with olive oil or something. And everyone was like, that's disgusting. Like, I just that's acne waiting to happen. But I think it depends on your skin type because I have the driest skin.
Also, it's olive oil. It's natural. So how is it?
I know.
How is it acne waiting to happen?
I know. It feels so nice on my face.
Love it. Love it. So how are you today?
I'm pretty good. I just finished going to the gym and now I'm sitting here with you. How was your Easter?
Easter was good. We had a really yummy, yummy dinner. We had mini egg cheesecake.
Oh my god.
It was so good. We had collard greens, which is really good, cornbread, ham, scalloped potatoes, stuffing, you know. How about you?
It was good. Okay, mini eggs. I really wish I could. Actually, it's probably a good thing that I can't eat them because it's actually crack. It is so good. But mine was good. I had my first Easter dinner yesterday and now I'm going to my second one today.
Love that. Wow. So blessed.
I know. Too blessed to be stressed.
Jesus has risen for you.
Truly. So I can eat all the stuffing that I want. I swear I could actually eat a full thing of stovetop, and I don't care what anyone says.
But isn't there potato in that?
No, but there is soy, but it's farther down the line, and I just am this is the one thing that I just need to eat, so I just don't care.
Yeah.
But I just swear that stovetop, you can't make a homemade stuffing that's better than stovetop.
Oh, I know.
I swear to God.
My parents will make homemade stuffing and I ask for stovetop, so they'll mix it in with the homemade.
Stovetop is the cat's ass. But
actually you should try this. When I was living in Banff, there was a cafe and they sold, it was a Thanksgiving dinner sandwich. It was a sandwich with cranberry stuffing, turkey and gravy in a sandwich. Wow. You should make that. I feel like
that
you would thrive with that.
So good. Yeah. And Nick and I just bought this it's basically gone now, but this really nice bakery style bread from the store. And it's so freaking good. The night before Easter, Nick left the house and he went and got me and Priscilla some Easter presents. And then that night he hid them around the house for us to find in the morning. And it was just the cutest thing ever. I was I just
so
love
cute.
My life. He just went to the dollar store. I got Resolve, Lysol spray, Lysol wipes, candies. Do you remember Push Pops?
Yeah.
I didn't even know they still make those. I got one of those. Just a whole bunch of stuff. And then Priscilla got this toy, but she's really into destroying toys now. She doesn't just play with them. She just fully rips them apart.
Them.
Yeah, so that lasted about a half an hour, but she was loving her life while she was doing that. So that was nice. But anyways, I just thought that was the nicest thing ever.
Did you get him anything for Easter?
No.
Oh my god.
I know. Well, I didn't know that
so
he was
selfish.
No, well, I didn't know he was gonna do that. So I'll just give him my love, you know?
Yeah. Or buy him something this week.
Yeah. I'll go to the dollar store and spoil him.
Well, that's good. How was your anxiety this week?
It was pretty good. However, I just so I've been doing these fundraisers.
I just have to interrupt. You get so stressed over these fundraisers. Aren't you gonna be so happy when they're over?
No, I am not meant to fundraise. I get so filled with anxiety. I could literally cry. So this time I did a 50-50 on my family's campground's like Facebook page. And yeah. Excuse me. It was so great. Like, everyone was so supportive and it was amazing.
However, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you for buying tickets. But I feel like if I was to do it again, I would do it differently. Like,
yeah.
They would send me their money. And then from whatever money they sent me, I like figure out how many tickets they bought because it's $3 for $5. And then, I had to send them their numbers.
Yeah.
And sending people, like some people bought like $20 worth, $50 worth, like all this stuff. And yeah. Sending people, and some of the people wanted their numbers like right away. And like, I don't know. I just feel like I'm such a people pleaser and I would just want to make everyone happy. And like, I'm so thankful that everyone is helping me. So I want to be like super efficient. But the other day, Nick and I were out fishing and some lady messaged me on Facebook. She was like, "Hey, when do I get my numbers?" And she like just sent them to me like that morning. And I just wanted to send her a picture of like the boat. I'm like, "Oh, I can't right now." Like, I was just like, "Oh, I'll send them to you this evening." But, and guaranteed those people don't care. They're like, "Oh, okay, cool." But I'm like, oh my God, they're like so mad at me, like making up all these fake scenarios in my head. And
yeah, like I bet like old people are just asking, like just wondering, like they might have thought you forgot or something. Like they definitely didn't care that you would have to wait till you got home.
I know, but like in the moment, I just like spiral and I'm just like, ugh.
Spiral sweat.
Yeah, it's so bad. But that night, after I did the Facebook Live and the draw, I went to my friend's house and we did like a little Easter party and I was drinking tequila. So that made me feel better.
Tequila fixes everything.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so that was the like epitome of my anxiety this week, if I use that word correctly.
Yeah.
Epitome. What about you?
It was okay. Like, okay, I was like, wasn't feeling good this week. So I just like was feeling really crappy and it like my GI issues got worse.
Wait, what's GI?
Like gastrointestinal, like the stuff happening with my stomach. So yeah, I just decided this week that like I feel like if you just like sit there and get frustrated, like, of course I'm getting frustrated. I don't know what's going on. And it's like, I just can't keep taking painkillers and like until the pain goes, well, like I have to, but like, I just want to like get an answer. And it's been months now. And it's like, holy fuck, man, like, let's figure this out. I haven't even gotten an appointment for my colonoscopy. So I'm just like, but this week I decided like, I need to stop dwelling on it. Like, of course, when you're like bedridden and you're like you can't move and your stomach hurts, you're like, holy fuck, like that's all you can think about. But I decided that I will think of the positive instead of like how much pain I'm in. So I like would read a book. I would like, obviously, TikTok makes me very happy.
Yes, me and, too. Like, me too.
And also like talking to people. Helps really. So I'll like talk to my mom or like text you or something. So yeah, I'm just like done with talking about it because I feel like it's the same thing every time I talk about it. And it's like, I'll give all you listeners an update when the next step actually happens and things change because like I am done with this.
Do you mean like when you talk about it, like talking to your mom or me like about different things to kind of get your mind off of it
or like even just talking about the way I'm feeling, like, oh, I feel so like strung out today because of this, and like that like feels better instead of being in my head about it. But now I've decided that I'm like done with it. Like maybe if I just put it to bed, it'll feel better.
I feel like we're so obviously lucky to have the healthcare system that we do and free healthcare, but it's just so frustrating how long things take.
Free healthcare means it's gonna take forever. Honestly,
that's like that girl that lady that we recently interviewed for we're doing a video for nurse practitioners in Nova Scotia, and so she struggles with like her weight, and she was on a wait list for what, like 8 years or something to see someone about it.
It took her 8 years just to like get an appointment to talk.
See someone.
Yeah.
we're so lucky, but it's just,
well, yeah,
it's
just frustrating. Well, I can see why people go to the U.S. or like Mexico or Dominican to get operations because they can get in so quickly. Like, yeah, you have to pay, but like it's done. You know what I mean?
I know.
Had you, okay, here's a question for you. A year or two ago, you were like suffering with like, you were allergic to nickel, like severely allergic, and it took about a year for you to figure it all out and like a couple emergency room visits and all that fun stuff. If you had the choice, like, hey, just drive down to Boston, see a skincare specialist, they'll figure it out for you in a day, would you have paid and made the trip?
Depends on how much money it was.
Yeah. Okay. Say it was $1,000.
Oh, 100% I would.
Yeah. Like, it's just so annoying. I am grateful for our healthcare system, don't get me wrong, but like the wait lists are insanity.
I know. It's, yeah, it's really fucked up. But yeah, again, I'm grateful.
Same.
I just
same.
Need to check that still outside. Okay. Yep. She is.
Gail Benoit didn't come and steal her.
No. Well, actually, Gail Benoit better watch the fuck out because I just bought, well, actually, my mom and Robbie bought Nick and I this big, like, cable, like, what are they called? Chain link fence kind of things, but yeah. Like a kennel, but it's huge. Like, I can walk in it and stuff.
Oh, nice.
So, we're going to put it out back because Priscilla literally could be outside for like hours on end. She just loves just like chilling.
She's a nature gal.
She is. She's such a tomboy. It's so funny. And I feel like I like portray her as this girly girl, but she's truly not.
You really wanted her to be such a girly girl.
I know. And she's literally like a straight up savage. Like, she's such a tomboy. Anyway, so I'll just feel better if she's like in my backyard in that like caged in area because I'm worried about like her getting off her lead or
and you're worried about people stealing her.
Yeah, her rope is in her front yard and we live on a main road, so I'm just like, I don't want people to see her, you know. She's just like this precious little angel girl. But so I'm really excited about that. We actually drove like 2 hours the other day to go get this like cage, and Nick and I were both hungover. And it was rough, but like
worth it.
It was definitely worth it. But like, so we took 3 cages home because my mom got some for Hank too.
Yeah.
And like in sometimes like obviously I'm like feminist, like all for girl power and whatever. But sometimes it's nice when there's a bunch of men and they like don't expect you to do that much. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I know,
like I was hungover and like it was like snowing out and I was like, just being lazy.
I'm just gonna go in the car.
Yeah, like, I'm just a weak young girl, guys. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, meanwhile, I could definitely do all that shit, but I'm like, no, it's fine.
That's awesome. So, I was thinking this weekend, like, you know, when I was in my feels about, like, trying to feel better, what are some, like, quotes that you live by?
Ooh, oh my God, off the top of my head. Well, this is always my answer, like, everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like so much of the time you go through these like shitty phases in life, but it always teaches you something, whether that's like about yourself, the world, anything. I just feel like any shitty situation you're in, it's like a lesson.
Yeah, totally. We talked about this when we were having a drink the other day. Like you were just saying, like, obviously when something happens in the moment, you can't just be like, well, everything happens for a reason. Like my friend just got hit by a car. Like everything happens for a reason. But yeah, I think once you like sort through the things, then you can go back to like, this is what it taught me.
Yes, exactly.
I was thinking.
Yeah, don't just like, because we talked about that last time. We're like, never say everything happens for a reason. I'm like, my favorite saying is everything happens for a reason. But you know
in
how
context.
You have to use it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, this is my new favorite quote. No, no is a full sentence.
Wait, say that again.
No, N-O is a full sentence.
Okay, debrief that for me.
Okay, so especially in business, like, you know, sometimes like, okay, and I need to practice the quote, no is a full sentence. So when somebody says, well, can you do this for this amount of money? We're allowed to just say no. We don't have to explain ourselves. Like, And if men said no, it would just be like, okay, like, yep, whatever. But we, like, always find the need to explain ourselves. And I don't know if we're just trying to be nice or we're just trying to be polite or people expect us to explain ourselves. But in business, and if you don't want to do something in life, you can just say no. You don't have to, like, explain yourself. If you, like, somebody asks you to go out, sometimes I'll be, like, in bed, cozied up, watching a movie, and somebody will ask me to go somewhere. And I have to find the need to be, like, well, I can't say no, I'm in bed and watching a movie. I have to say no, my mom asked me to hang out with it. Like, you have to think of all these excuses to make them feel better. It's like, just say no. And, like, obviously you don't want them to think, like, oh, like, that's, she's rude. But, like, I need to start practicing, like, thinking of no as a full sentence.
I know. And me being such, like, a people pleaser sometimes, I often find myself being like, oh, yeah, like, I'll do it even if I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of the people, like, the yes people that I know, they're usually miserable. Like,
what do you mean?
Because their schedule is so packed. Like,
yes.
Like, someone I know is such a yes person and he just can't say no to anything. And I just feel like he never just, like, it is chill at home and, like, it's just, like, resting, you know? It's, he's always, like, go, 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 go.
Yeah.
And then if you're just at home resting, he, like, almost makes you feel bad about it. I'm like, no, you just gotta say no and just, like,
yeah. And it's, like, different needs. So, like, maybe for this person you're talking about, their mental health depends on always being busy, or, like, their personality depends on always being busy. And then I know for you and I, we thrive when we're like, oh, I can breathe. Oh, I can do whatever I want. I can watch a movie. I can watch RuPaul's Drag Race. I could do my skincare. I can clean. Like, and we don't have anywhere to be or, like, any appointments to go to. And that's good for our mental health. But we certainly should not make people feel bad for it.
Yeah, you saying that, it just reminds me, like, what if you were to have the perfect day, what would your day look like?
Okay. A work day or, like, a weekend?
Like a weekend.
A weekend, I would get up, I would have my coffee, I'd throw on some music that I like, I would just, like, hang out, chill, like, scroll through my phone, just, like, nice and peaceful, and then I would, like...
Like, what time would you wake up, do you think?
Oh, I would just wake up whenever I wake up. Like, I would have no alarm.
Yes.
And then, yeah, I would, like, have my coffee, throw on some music that I like, and just, like, scroll... check some emails, or, like, just get, like, I tend to on the weekend, like, with our inbox for our business, I tend to be like, okay, in the morning I'll look after it, and then, like, after that, like, I'm done with it till the next morning. So I do, like, make sure that I'm not constantly looking at it, but I do look at it once.
And then that's nice to do it in the morning, so you, like, get rid of it, kind of thing.
While you're chilling with your coffee, and it's not like super, and people don't expect you to, like, be on it 1 minute after they send you an email on the weekend. And
if they do, we don't want them as a client.
Yeah, exactly. And then I don't know, like, it depends. Like, I feel different every weekend. Like, I could be working on this fucking dollhouse that I have, or I could be bringing Rio for a walk, or I'll go visit Nicole and Brian and Gavin. Like, it just depends. Mm-hmm. I guess, like, my ideal weekend is doing, not scheduling things and just doing whatever comes.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, that's really nice. Definitely my ideal day, like, on a weekend, say, like, a nice Saturday.
Yeah.
I would wake up again, like, no alarm, just whenever I get up, go on the treadmill for a bit, like, move my body, and then shower, and then drink my coffee, and then, definitely schedule in a nap between the hours of 12 to 3. Those are, like, it's not too early, not too late to have a nap. Like, I feel like anything after 3 is getting a little late there, even though last night I literally fell asleep at, like, 6 o'clock.
Wow. And you slept through the night?
Not really, no. It was a bad idea, but I was so exhausted at the time. I just, like, couldn't help it.
Oh, look at
I just love naps. I know. She's literally acting like a cat. What are you doing? Whenever I put any like lotions or anything on my face or body, she's like obsessed with licking it off.
Oh, I can't imagine that tastes good.
No, and it's really annoying, actually. I'm like, no, Priscilla, like, this is going to help your mom not have wrinkles when she's older. She needs to keep it on her face.
Yeah, do you want a young-looking mom or what?
Yeah, seriously. Like, I need to be a MILF, Priscilla. Like, get it together, girl. Something that stressed me out this weekend that I kind of forgot about to mention, but was Priscilla got fixed.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I know, it feels like so long ago, but it was only a week ago. So she got fixed on Monday.
Yeah.
And dropping her off and everything, I actually wasn't as nervous as I thought I was going to be.
Yeah.
Like, she, when I dropped her off, she was so excited to go into the vet. Like, she just bulldozed through the door. Like, she was so happy to be there. But then picking her up, I literally, they had us wait in this room, and yeah, then like we kept hearing dogs come by, and we're like, is that her, like, so nervous. I actually felt like I nauseous, like I was gonna throw up. That's how, aww, like, nervous I was about it.
Yeah.
Anyways, but she came in and she was just the sweetest little girl, and it was so funny because the nurse was like, you know, like, she might not have an appetite tonight, but that's okay, whatever.
Yeah.
We come home, I put the dish in front of her, she just like eats the whole thing. Like, she loves food. And it's so funny because whenever we give her medication,
yeah,
we just like put it in cheese or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like, she'll just eat it. Like, there's no, like, you know how some dogs are really picky.
Oh,
and
my dog,
like, oh,
would
they
spit
know
it out. We literally have to stick it in a potato so that she'll eat,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like, Priscilla's just like, whatever. Like, one time I actually gave her one of her medicines, and it actually kind of looked like a treat. Like, it was small and brown, and I just put it in front of her and she just ate it. Like, she'll just put anything in her mouth. The thing that gave me anxiety besides that was like how expensive it was.
Yeah.
So it was like over $500 for that. And then the next morning, Nick and I got our oil tank filled, and then that was over $600. And then the day after that was when like our rent was due, our office rent was due. I have to pay my trainer. Like,
yeah.
So it was just kind of like when it rains, it pours. And
but you know what?
It was stressful for me.
So dogs, when they get fixed, and cats, it goes by size. So you are blessed, really.
Yeah, like, I can't imagine then how, oh my God, yeah, poor Hank, when he gets neutered, he's going to be like $1 million.
Yeah, Rhea was like around, I want to say it was around like 900 to 1,000.
Yeah, like, yeah, it is wild.
Where did you take her?
Just the Tantallon Hospital. Okay. I guess it's called Tantallon Veterinary Hospital. Yeah. But they cut her nails when she was like under, and one of the nails they cut too short, and it was like all bloody, yeah, and stuff. It was so sad.
Their nails are so sensitive.
I know, but I'm glad that they cut them, and like, I don't think I would be way too scared to cut her nails. Yeah. Like, I think anytime they get long like that, I'm just gonna take her to the groomer, because if I ever mess up her nails and they bled, I would never forgive myself. I would feel so bad.
Well, I'm glad she's on the mend.
I know, and I'm glad that it's like, obviously, I'm never gonna have to pay for her, yeah, to get neutered again. I won't have to pay for my oil tank for another couple months. Like, yeah, it was just one lump sum at once, and I was just like, oh my God.
Even if a couple of months, because it's nicer weather, so it's not like you'll be using a lot of heat.
I know, exactly. But at that moment, I was like, I need to start an OnlyFans. Like, yeah, seriously.
Honestly, I know. In my mind, I'm like, okay, so we get our CRB, and then we have like a corporate thing coming. So we're like, okay. And then, but then I'm like, oh, but we have to pay the tax guy. And I'm like, ah, like,
I know.
Come on, June. That's when we're starting our wedding season. And for the first time ever, I am really ready. Like, I am beyond ready.
I really feel ready for this one. Sometimes I get like, no, I don't. I never dread wedding season, but I'm like, oh, here we go. Yeah. But now I'm like, throw me in the fire. Like, yes. I am ready. Like, I just want money. I feel like I haven't had, yeah, like the normal wedding season money in so long.
And when we're in like the normal wedding season money, like, I am my best.
Like, me too.
Like,
I'm so happy.
Nobody can bring me down.
I know, seriously.
I don't even care that I'm working like 6 days a week and like getting no sleep. No sleep. Like, I.
Another wedding. No sleep.
I just
car
like
ride.
Look at my bank account and I'm like, oh, like, it's worth it. And it's nice because you can be like, oh, like in the winter, I'll have enough money to go on a vacation. And it's kind of nice. Like a lot of people, I was thinking about this, are like, oh, it sucks that you have to work in the summer. And I'm like, yeah, I work in the summer, but like it's really lax in the winter, and the winter's longer than summer. So you know what I mean?
I know. And I'm at the point right now where like, I'm just thinking of the fun wedding days. Like it's nice weather. Like everyone at weddings is so happy. Like weddings are love fun. What we do. It is really fun. So I'm just really looking forward to it.
And I know like after every wedding, we're always like, that was great. That was so fun. I know. I love what I do. I swear to God, we say that after every wedding on the way home. Like, we're so lucky.
I know, literally. Yeah, so I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm really excited too. So, anything else on your mind? Sorry, you guys. This has been like a really like hectic day. So we both came on, we both have our towels in our hair, we're in our robes, and then the Zoom fucked up like 8 times, and we tried FaceTiming and that fucked up, and then my computer started to die and I had to find the charger.
Basically, this is just like the biggest shit show that there ever was, but we're here.
Yeah, we're here,
and we're here, and we're queer. Just kidding,
but we are queer allies.
Yes, very much so. So I actually, the other day, I know I just mentioned this, but so I went fishing.
Oh, yes. I saw that. You didn't catch any?
No, we didn't catch any. And Nick was not. It's funny because I told him what my caption was going to be on Instagram. And then he was like, well, I did catch one, because he caught one for a second, but then it like flopped off. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to put in my caption, well, Nick did catch one for about 5 seconds, but then it fell off.
Like, yeah, people stuff. Would be more likely to be like, oh, what a loser. He dropped the one he caught.
I know, because not every time you go fishing, you don't always catch fish. Yeah. So I was just like, it's funny. But anyways, I think you would love fishing.
Me?
I was thinking of you the whole time I was fishing. Well, not the whole time. That's a little weird.
I used to fish with my grandfather all the time.
Okay, well, you're going to have to come with us, because it is such a vibe.
Really?
Like, we were just in nature, quiet. I was playing like Casey Musgraves on my phone. We like weren't even talking. We were just like floating around. It was so nice.
Wow.
Like,
why don't you invite me sometime?
I know.
We could bring a thermos of coffee with Bailey's.
I was like, I would totally do this at like 6 a.m. or like for sunrise. Like, it would be so nice.
Wouldn't
and
it
especially
be nice at sunrise? Oh my God.
Yeah. I know. And then I also am excited for in the summer. I'll do it in like a bikini or something.
Love that. Get tan,
bring a couple margaritas.
Nick's going to be like, what the fuck is this?
No, he's going to love it because
I just want to catch some fish.
No, he's like, I just want to get loaded and go fishing. Yes. Like, he's totally down for it. Anyways, but it was such a vibe. Like, it was really cold, but I was just envisioning it with warm weather. It's going to be so nice. And I was telling my dad that I got my fishing license. Yes. Did you know that you had to get a fishing license?
Yes. You can get them at, really like, know. Canadian Tire.
That's where I went. But when Nick was like, oh, do you want to get your fishing license? I thought I was going to have to, like, study and, like, write an exam or something.
Don't you just pay for it?
Yeah, but your fishing license, like your driver's license, like your...
You're like, well, how long does it take to study?
Yeah, seriously. Anyway, so I was like, but then I guess it's like, what was it? It was like $27 or something at Canadian Tire. Anyway, so we did that. And then I told my dad that I got my fishing license, and he called me this morning. And I also told him that I wanted a pink fishing rod just because I think that'd be so funny.
Yeah.
Anyways, and he was at Cabela's this morning, and he sent me a picture of a pink fishing rod that he got me.
Oh my God. Cute? Your dad loves you.
I know. I feel like he loves whenever I do like
manly
boyish
things.
Like, oh, fishing rod, like, for sure, I'll get that for you.
He
was probably
like, oh, I need to go buy Jane some new stuff because she's fishing now.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, but Nick's gone now because he's going fishing for a little bit before we go to my mom's for another Easter supper. But
I'm so jelly.
Yeah, it's just like, it's so nice. But oh my god, did you see the rain suit that I was wearing?
So
I bought that in grade 12 for Cavendish, because that was the year that the hurricane was coming or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways, so it was a size small and I had like sweatpants on under it. Like it was, the pants were so freaking tight on me.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we're trying to pull the boat like out of the water and I trip and I'm like, oh man, like whatever.
Yeah.
And then I get back up and Nick is like, Jane, look at your crotch. I blew the crotch wide open of the pants. Like literally like it exploded on my crotch. Like it was
they
crazy.
They were too small.
Yeah, way too small. And then when I tripped, it just, like, burst open.
Wow. Sorry for your bad luck.
I know. But I think so I still have the jacket, and I think I definitely want to go get some more pants, like, that color. Because I just, like...
You should get, like, the overalls, like, get really into it.
Well, those pants were overalls.
They were, yeah. I can't believe you were going to wear that rain suit to Cavendish.
Oh, yeah. I was ready. Wouldn't it be funny to just be hammered in that rain suit at Cavendish?
That would be actually, like, really fun.
Yeah. Anyways, but I just thought that was kind of funny that I blew the crotch out of them. But I'll have to get them again. They're from the, like, Army Navy surplus store or whatever.
Oh, yeah. On Agricola.
Yeah, so I'll definitely have to hit that place up.
Are you excited to do our taxes this week?
No, I'm kind of nervous. I'm just like...
Why? Okay, you know what? Just like, this is all I have to say. It cannot be as worse as last year when we owned lots, so...
I know. Do you know what also I realized this weekend? I'm like... In life, you are just always in debt.
Oh,
like, whether it's your car lease, your mortgage, like, you are always in debt.
Yep.
And I don't know if that made me feel better or worse. Like, it's better in the fact that I know, like, everyone has debt.
Yeah.
And then it makes me feel worse in the fact that, like, everyone has debt, you know?
Wow. I wonder if just one day your dad can just leave the house to you and then all you have to pay is, like, the bills.
I know. That would be really nice.
That would be just so ideal. Wow. I need to inherit a house.
I know. You do. You should figure out where you are in someone's will and then murder that person so you get the house.
Just kidding. Whoever's listening. I would never do that.
Watch someone in your family dies and it's like this podcast episode comes out.
This is the evidence.
Not good.
Wow. I really need to like knock on wood.
Yeah.
I will not kill
him. We don't want that to happen. No. But yeah, that would be very much ideal. But thankfully, like, where, like, I feel like I'm in a really privileged situation where my rent is going towards the mortgage kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's not just like chucking rent out the window, which is really nice.
And that house will be yours, right?
Yeah. So basically, it's half mine now.
You're like paying a mortgage, really?
Yeah. Yeah, but I still like to consider my dad my landlord because if anything goes wrong, like, I don't really want to deal with it. Like,
totally. And, like, that house has so much potential. It's fun to think about, like, maybe in 10 years you could, like, get an IKEA kitchen or, like, you know what I mean?
I know. I know.
So much it's potential.
Like, my mom always says when she comes over here, she's like, it's just so homey. And it really is true. Like, it's super homey and
cozy.
Yeah. I know. So hopefully, okay. So have you been hearing how expensive wood is?
Yeah, like tripled in price.
Yeah. I don't know if we talked about this last time, but how I'm going to wrap the deck around. Maybe in like 5 years, I'll finish the deck. Who knows?
Well, yeah, because in 5 years, all this like the housing market will hopefully go down because of COVID, right? So
yeah,
it's crazy. Like, my cousin and her husband just bought a house and obviously like overpaid. And then my brother and his wife bought a house and like they had to overpay.
What?
Oh, I didn't tell you
that. They bought a house? No.
Well, they're in contract to buy it. So basically a contract means like that they're going to buy from these people for the price they agreed on. So it's
actually. Wow, that is so exciting.
You know, T's brother Cruz. It's their house.
Oh my God. Yeah. Where is that at? Well, I guess.
It's up.
What area?
It's by Springfield Lake. It's like right across from Springfield Lake Beach. Do you know where that is in Sackville?
Ooh. No, but it sounds nice.
It's a really great house. And yeah, I've been there for a party or two. So it's really nice.
Wow.
It's exactly where they want to live. But you guys, like the housing market here is literally insane. Like a house in Kingswood that is just like, it was like, I don't know if I showed you this or not. It was like a salt box house, like average.
Like very cookie cutter.
Yeah, and it went for almost $1 million.
Kingswood is like a really like nice high-end place, but like not that fucking high-end with that house. Like,
no, it is insane. So I feel just so bad for the people who like can't, like first-time homeowners, you're not getting a house right now. Like the lengths that Aaron and Nicole, my brother and his wife, had to go to just to secure this house was insane. Like, because
I bet
first they agreed on a price, and then of course, like, you can't blame them. Like, they could obviously make more for it. And then my brother was like, well, if they can make more, then we would just have to pay more. Like, it'd be crazy not to try to make more money when you can. So
yeah,
they're just so
well, it's good that
happy
he like knew that, you know. Yeah, it's good that he knew that.
Exactly. So they're really happy about it, but it took like, they've been looking for a couple years now. And then with this market, it's like, it's honestly a miracle that they got this house. Cause you, if you're a first time homeowner right now, it's not happening.
No, just live in your parents' basement for a little bit longer. Like, seriously. Honestly.
And the thing is, when people, so say the house is worth $300,000, they buy it for $400,000. The market like evens itself out in 3 to 5 years. Then it goes back to the value of $300,000. So you're losing $100,000 when you go to sell. It's just crazy.
That is so crazy.
Yeah. When usually when people buy and then they eventually sell, they make money, they make profit. But it's like the opposite right now. It's just so sad. But I'm just so happy that like, it worked out for them. It worked out for the sellers. So that's good.
Yeah, what a crazy time right now. What a like crazy
I just want to be vaccinated.
Oh my God. Like, inject me with that vaccine, please. I know. Like,
I'm going to like set an alarm when the appointments become available, because I, apparently like, so my dad is in the 60 to 65 range, and they put out a bunch of appointments, and all the appointments like were taken up, so he didn't get one. So as soon as I'm setting an alarm, if it's like 12 a.m. in the appointments go online, I'm like waking up and getting my appointment.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I have this feeling that I won't be vaccinated in time for when I go to Montreal.
Well, they said everyone's supposed to be vaccinated by end of June, though.
I know, but it's just kind of like a guesstimation.
I know.
You know?
Don't put that
But I'll just
there.
Be really careful, I guess. But okay, Ontario right now.
Third lockdown.
It's so fucked. I was looking at the numbers the other day, and I thought we were bad. It was like, oh, we're getting like, what were we at? Like 42 or something? And then I look at them, and it's like 28,000. I'm like, whoa.
I know. It's insane.
Like, that is so crazy. I feel so bad. I follow a couple people who live in Ontario on Instagram, and it's just like, one girl I follow, she was just like, my mental health is suffering so bad right now, just knowing that another lockdown is coming. Like, could you imagine us having to go into another lockdown right now? Like, I feel so sad for
them.
But
it very well could happen, because the trajectory is when it happens in Ontario, then it goes to Quebec, and then it comes to Nova Scotia. Like, that's how it's been for the first and second wave. So hopefully we just remain diligent and it doesn't happen. But yeah, my cousin Nicole and her family, they moved from Ontario, and she was saying like how awful it feels to think, like, she doesn't know what she would do if she was in a third lockdown again. Like, thank God.
Like, I just feel, yeah, that is very true. Like, I just feel like I would be like so depressed or and miserable. It's just awful.
I feel like at this point, I know I can do the lockdown time. I won't let the lockdown time do me. Like, I feel like we're just like pros at it now.
I know.
It's really sad, though. I think the worst place to get it is planes, because every time it gets to Nova Scotia, it was like traveled by air. We had nine cases on Friday, and they were both from travel. So that's like really scary. My aunt and uncle and little cousin are coming from Alberta in July, and they're going to have to do a 2-week quarantine. But I'm terrified because they have to get here by air. And I'm like, that's where you get it. Like, my cousin Nicole and her family, they're locked down at my place. So right now I'm living with my mom and dad. They were locked down for 2 weeks, and they came by car. So I was like, oh, okay, I wasn't worried. But when the other ones come, I'm going to be a little worried, because they're also going to lock down in my place, and I'm still going to be living with my parents.
Oh my God, are they?
Yeah. Which I don't mind because...
Man, your hostess club quarantine.
I know, but I'm a little worried. I'm like, okay, like we really, really, really have to stay away from them. Like if they're traveling by air, like I'm not so sure.
No, like if they're in the yard, like you shouldn't be out there. Like no, that's scary.
I know. Like I was telling my mom yesterday, I was like, so if they're in the pool, can we go in the pool? She's like, no. I was like, but if you're 6 feet away, she's like, no, like they're traveling by air. Like, they are allowed out in the yard. So, you're allowed to go for walks for 1 hour, socially distanced. And you are allowed on the property. But, yeah, we just cannot come in contact with them.
That is so scary. Are you going to allow them to be inside your pool?
In the pool, it's chlorine. So, yes. But you...
Okay.
Every day, you have to monitor your symptoms and check in with, like, the government website. So that's good. So like Nicole and Ryan, my cousin who just moved from Ontario, like every day they'd have to check their symptoms if they had any or not. So
crazy.
It's just so crazy. It's like I am over it and I am ready to travel, baby.
Oh my gosh. I can't even see like
safely,
watch
the, safely
you sent
travel.
Me a video. Yeah, you sent me a video of, like, some place. I don't even know where it was, but it looked beautiful.
Was it Italy? There's a place I really want to go in Italy, and I've been, like, dreaming of it. I'm like, I'm going to go here. I am going to go here someday.
And I just, like, couldn't even look at it because I was just like, ugh, this is so nice. Like, I love Nova Scotia, and I'm so happy to live here, but I just would love to feel the sand between my toes and the, like, warm... sun on my skin.
I was thinking about something the other day too and I forget what it was. So this makes
wow
it
great
a
story
play. What was it?
Anything about traveling?
Okay, no, it was about like showing up for yourself.
Ooh, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Explain it to me.
So
again.
I saw this TikTok and this girl was like, everything in my life changed when I started showing up for myself. So she was saying like, I don't work out to have a banging beach body. I don't work out to like look like all the other girls. I work out so I'm strong to have babies one day. I work out so that like I will live a long life. Like she said like everything in her life changed when she made the switch to like, I'm not working out to get a skinny waist and a fat ass. Like I'm working out so that I can carry children soon. I'm working out so that I will live past 50. And
I love that.
Showing up for yourself too means like a whole, like I walk every day, not because I want to. I walk every day because it gets the blood flowing in my body. Like, do you know what I mean? Like showing up for yourself. So I'm going to start showing up for myself.
Good for you. I feel like another one would be to eat to fuel your body and not to just like.
Not eat to diet.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was thinking like how many, like everyone does it. Like obviously like that 12-3-30 thing, like you want to get a banging body. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's like. We just need to like make the switch to do it like I'm doing it for my health. I'm doing it for like my well-being. And that can mean anything. Like I stay up late at night. I need to like sleep to like be a better me and to be healthier and to have like a smooth day. Or I need to eat better to like fuel my body and nourish it, not to lose pounds. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. I feel like I work out to just get stronger and see how far I can push my body.
Yeah.
And like, I just enjoy going for walks on the treadmill just because it puts me in a better mood. Yeah. Like, obviously I want to have a snatched waist, but I'm not super, super focused on that because I feel like when you're focused on that, you never like become happy. You know what I mean?
Totally. And like, just show up for yourself. Like I need to show up for myself more. Even if that means like, okay, like I know I thrive when I have a routine. Like that's showing up for myself, like committing to my routine.
Yeah. And I don't know, this wouldn't really be the same thing, I don't think, but I just like want to be super confident in myself.
That's
you know?
Showing up for yourself. So like if you do things to work towards feeling confident, that's showing up for yourself. That's what's going to make you feel better.
Yeah, because I just feel like I'll just carry myself better, and I just feel like I'll be happier when I'm just, like, super happy with who I am and confident in myself.
Yeah, so show up for you, not for what society wants you to show up for. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I saw on Instagram today there was, like, a Photoshop fail on Kylie Jenner.
Really?
Did you see anything about that?
No.
It was, like, the slightest little thing, but I'm just like, why? I don't know. It just makes me feel shitty.
Why?
That she feels like she needs to do that. And then young girls are looking at her body and being like, oh, my God, like, why don't I look like that? Why don't my, like, hips go out like that? And my waist goes in and my stomach is super flat. And it just makes me. And I'm like, she has a daughter. Like, I don't know.
I know.
It just makes me feel shitty that young girls, like, look to people like her and, like, want that body when you really, like, if you want that body, you just have to get surgeries.
It's
like,
not natural. Yeah. It's like, but then again, like, all these young women will, like, go to these, like, crazy lengths, and it's never going to happen. A doctor will make it happen, but, like, you can't deprive, like, your body yourself because you want to look a certain way when it's just not natural. That's so true. Like, it sucks that there are people that people look to. Like, I look to Kylie Jenner and say, like, oh, like, what do her nails look like? Or I love her makeup. Like, but then, like, it's so true. Like, all these younger girls, and we always talk about, like, okay, younger girls now, like, they look at 14 what we looked like when we were 20.
Oh, it's crazy.
And it's because of, you know, the people that they're looking to. And I know you're so right. Like, she has a daughter. Would she want her daughter, like, starving herself or to look a certain way when it's really not attainable unless you go see a surgeon?
I know. I love when, like, influencers, I guess, or I don't know, like, do you know who Daisy something is?
Daisy.
I don't know what her last name.
D'Amelio?
No. Wait.
What's her name? Daisy?
Dixie. Okay. Dixie. But that's not who I'm talking about. But she is a young, like, TikTok girl.
Yeah.
And she, like, she's so, so beautiful. But she gets so many procedures. I shouldn't say but. She gets so many procedures. But she's super open with everything.
Yeah.
And she's said before, like, I just want to be super open with you guys so you know, like, I wasn't born like this. Like, it's not... Like, I just feel like when you get surgeries like that and you look quote unquote perfect, I think that you should be more open about it, because especially when you have lots of followers like that.
Disclaimer.
Yeah, because girls will look at you and be like, why doesn't my stomach look like that? Like, my hip dips are so crazy compared to hers. Like, how do I get rid of that?
It's so true. Like, I think, like, influencers have a responsibility to be honest and
I think so
to their
too.
Followers. I wonder what it would be like if Kylie Jenner said, like, you know, I hated the way my body was so straight, because when she, before her procedure, she had a very narrow body, no curves. And if she said, you know, that made me self-conscious and I did this and this is what I got done, I, you know, don't recommend it to people unless they, like, you know, they're sure they want it and they can handle it. And then I'd be like, oh, okay, she won it. She didn't like something about herself. She changed it. That's fine.
Because I totally am all here for any procedure you want to make yourself feel better. Like, you go get it if you're 100% sure about it. Like, I do not care about plastic surgery.
Yeah.
But I just think when you have that many followers, it's just like
you have a responsibility to be honest.
You do. Yeah, because again, because like girls, like, I've done it before, will just look at you and be like, holy shit, why don't I look like that?
Yeah.
I've actually had to go through my Instagram a few times and just like unfollow some girls that their bodies are just so unattainable, because I would just look at them and then I would look at myself and be like, why don't I look like that? But then it's so not real.
Exactly. I think that's a good exercise for people to do.
I know, just unfollow or mute all like the negativity that is on your Instagram.
Because it's like not their problem, but if it makes you feel a certain way, then like just do something about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because like if they have like 100,000 followers, they definitely don't care that you unfollowed them. Like don't feel bad.
They're like, oh, that Jean Nicholson girl.
From Hubley, Nova Scotia. Like she unfollowed me. Do you ever, I don't think you listen to this podcast, but What We Said, have you ever listened to that?
I've listened to it like once before. It's two girls, right?
Yeah. So it's, if you guys are looking for any other podcasts, like I would definitely recommend that one. It's just like good, chill vibes. Anyways, so their latest episode was babysitting disaster stories.
Yeah.
And people like sent in their disaster stories. Have you ever had like a babysitting disaster?
I don't think so. No, never.
I had one that was like, I don't know. Okay, maybe it was a disaster, but it was just, okay, what? Let me just tell the story and you tell me if it's a disaster. Okay. So I was babysitting for this single mom. She had two young boys. One was like in diapers and then one was a bit older. And it was in like a basement apartment. And the two, like the people who lived upstairs were close friends with them. Yeah. And that like, connected by a staircase, and she was like, if you ever have any problems, like just knock on this door and like they'll come help you. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I got this. I'm probably like 13 at the time, I don't even know. And so the youngest boy, who is still in diapers, he must have had like severe separation anxiety. Aww. Because as soon as she left, he would not stop crying. Like he was literally hysterically crying, and he had chocolate milk with his dinner, and he cried so hard that he threw up all over the door, all over the like welcome mat, like everywhere. And I was just like, anyways, so then I like knocked on the door and was like, can you guys help me? And they ended up cleaning up the vomit, and I was just like, I can't deal with this right now. Like
that is intense.
I know, isn't that crazy? He literally projectile vomited his chocolate milk everywhere.
Did she and
I
know said, gotta that go. He had like bad separation anxiety?
Well, from what I remember, she was just like, oh, like he will probably get upset, but like just, he'll and calm I was like down. Consoling him. Yeah, I was consoling him at first, but it never got better.
I know, some like babies are just like that. So I watched my little cousin Gavin, who is a little over a year, last week. I only watched him like Nicole and Ryan, his parents were going to view a house, the house they actually ended up getting. So it is only like an hour or whatever. So they were like so worried because he's a quarantine baby. He's literally never been left alone without them, not once. And Nicole was so worried. She wrote me a like double-sided note on what to do, like his like routine and everything. And they were like, she was so, which I mean, like I'm sure any first-time mom would be worried the first time they're leaving their baby.
Yeah, totally.
And she was just so worried, and she was like, can you come down here? So he's like, at least he's still used to the surroundings. And
yeah,
she was like, I'm worried he's gonna cry, he's gonna be so upset. They left, he didn't even notice. He like,
oh my god,
never once cried. He was happy as can be the entire time. So I think it like depends on the child. Like he's just the sweetest little thing, and he's just such an easygoing baby. But it's just so funny how like obviously she was worried it was her first time ever leaving him. But
just, like, that would be scary.
He was like super fine, laughing, like having the best.
He's just vibing.
He was.
That's awesome.
I feel like he's going to be a very independent little man.
Oh, did it make you like want to have babies or anything?
No, well, I was only with him for like an hour. We had fun.
I know, but it's sometimes so if I like though. Hold a baby, I'm like a.
Yeah, like he was really cuddly and he would like nuzzle in, and I'm like, oh, I love you so much.
Yeah, cute.
But then again,
he's such a cute baby.
They like, if you have a baby full time, I'm sure it's probably different. Like you constantly have to have your eye on him. Like a baby, like 24/7, you have to know what they're doing. Like he likes the little steps in the apartment. So he would like always go to the steps, and you have to obviously watch him. You don't want him to fall. But it's like, you take your eyes off them for like a minute, something could happen.
I don't want to compare babies to puppies, but when Priscilla was a puppy, you could not like have her out of your vision unsupervised exactly for more like than 30 that. Seconds.
Yeah.
It's funny because Nick is like doing school from home and he just does it in like the spare bedroom. He has like a desk set up and everything. And he was like, I literally have like PTSD for like, he thinks he hears Priscilla like chewing on something or whatever. And he'll like run out and she's just like sleeping. But it's like, because thankfully now she's maturing. But when she was a puppy, like, she'll you could never anything. Just leave her. Oh, my God. It's crazy. I'm glad I'm not there yet.
Also, if we ever have babies, we just have to make sure that we don't have them in the summer.
I know. We'll have our to, like, plan out. Our pregnancies
have to be very planned.
Exactly. Yeah, because they're, oh, my God. Could you imagine, like, popping out a baby and then having to go right to a to wedding? To work?
Oh, my God. No. So we have a photographer friend, Candace, who was, like, ready to pop at the very end of her wedding season. And that little baby stayed in just in time.
But she brought, like, backup photographers in case she had to go to the hospital, which fully makes sense.
Totally. Wow. Like,
that's so crazy.
Moms are so strong and resilient and, like, badasses, if you think about it.
Oh my God, women are crazy. Like, they're way cooler than any man. They are
way fucking cooler. It's insane. Okay, well, should we wrap this thing up? Because we are way over an hour.
We should, except I feel like I don't know what our time will actually be when I edit it because of all our technical difficulties that we had.
Yeah, it's like the holiday and like it's just like weird right now.
I know. I just feel a little off. I feel like tomorrow I'll have my shit together.
Totally, totally. Taxes tomorrow.
Oh, I like, as soon as you said that, I just got a little pit. But yeah, you're right. We won't have to owe as much as last year, so it's going to be okay.
Bring your laptop tomorrow.
It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. I'll do a little prayer tonight.
Oh, it's going to be like the easiest.
Okay. I'm so glad that I have you because like, imagine doing your taxes by yourself. We say we're doing our taxes, but we're just, like, organizing it for our accountant.
So we don't have to pay as much.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this shit show of an episode. make sure to follow us.
It's like we were drunk or something today.
I feel like I have, like, two little brain cells left in my head. Anyways, you guys don't have to follow us. You don't even have to, I don't know.
Don't say that.
My brain cells are working really hard right now.
Okay, I'll take over. Thank you for listening to the Caffeine and Anxiety podcast. Join us every Monday, except this episode will be on a Tuesday, but usually we come out every Monday. Follow us at Caffeine and Anxiety podcast. Please like and subscribe to this podcast. We would love to hear from you. If you guys have any ideas on what we should talk about, reach out on Instagram, send us a DM. We'd love to hear from you. Have a great, blessed, lovely week. See you next week.
Wow, beautiful.
Bye.